If you've been to the gas pump in the last couple of weeks, you've probably felt the sting of some of the fastest climbing gas prices in years. So why are gas prices rising, and when are they expected to drop? Joining us to discuss climbing gas prices, the effects of rising prices, and ways to improve gas efficiency is Greg Lukowski. He is the Senior Petroleum Analyst for GasBuddy.com, which tracks gas prices. Greg Lukowski, welcome to Insight.
Hello, David. Thank you.
Are prices going up as quickly as they seem to be, or is this just a seasonal thing that happens every year and surprises us every time?
No, they are going as quickly as they seem, but yes, you're right. It is a seasonal occurrence that we see annually that's driven by the federal regulations that require this summer blend to be available to consumers no later than May 1st. Mm. But on top of that, we've got refinery problems in many parts of the country, and all of these problems are compounded, of course, when crude oil is being elevated by the trouble in the Middle East.
Right, and where there are all kinds of things going on in the Middle East. We've got Syria, we've got Egypt, we've got Iran and Israel, we've got the Iran threatening to close the Straits of Hormuz. Are these things all, how do they affect gas prices in a really concrete way?
Well, they affect gas prices on a daily basis because with crude oil, any number of analysts can tell you that the price of crude oil is elevated by information and by speculation, and that speculation can represent anywhere from a moving average of say 25% to 50% of the price. So, in any time you have elevated crude oil, as you know, inevitably the retail price of gasoline typically follows. It's very rare that the two might move in opposite directions. And while that has happened, it doesn't happen very often. Most of the time when crude oil is going up, retail gas goes up right along with it.
Right. And a lot of that is that price of oil is built into a lot of prices of different things. We're actually going to talk to a couple of people in a second about how that's built in. But it seems like it's very quick when it responds. Is it a fairly quick response to the change in crude prices?
No question about it. In fact, many retailers will actually increase their price even before they accept physical delivery into the tanks that they have in storage underground. Mm-hmm. That's because they anticipate a higher price and want to be able to secure as much of that in advance in order to pay for that upcoming delivery.
Mm-hmm. Speaking with Greg Lukowski of GasBuddy, what do you expect in terms of, we say this rise is a fairly normal seasonal thing that has to do with the summer blend. Does it stay high all the way through and then drop in the fall, or is this sort of a spike and then it'll even out a little bit?
Well, there's all kinds of patterns that we've seen in the past, and the general wisdom expects that this prices will peak sometime in the summer, hit a plateau, and then start to decline sometime around Labor Day, or possibly even before that, depending on what happens in the global scheme of things. But last year we didn't see this type of a situation, but we had elevated gasoline prices for such a prolonged period of time that the typical American household ended up paying more than $4,100 just for gasoline. Now this year, when you look at where we started the year, the U.S. average was at $3.25 a gallon on January 1st. That's the highest price we've ever seen. And anytime you set the floor that high, and you know that prices are going to go up each springtime, inevitably that's going to put you in some very precarious positions where you're going to see gas prices that are it's uncharted territory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like it's a two or three steps up, two steps back down, right?
Exactly.
Also with me is Cynthia Lin. She is a UC Davis assistant professor who studied gas prices. Welcome to Insight.
Good morning, David. Thank you.
What do you look at when you look at this situation?
I'm actually pleased that the gas prices are high. So on a short-term level and on a personal level, it's definitely very painful to have high gas prices. Mm-hmm. But gas prices are important for society and in the long run for several reasons. First of all, high gas prices reflect the scarcity of oil. So oil is a non-renewable resource. It's finite in supply. Mm-hmm. And while in the past, technology has enabled us to stabilize oil prices, we're at the point where we're no longer able to have technology offset the increasing scarcity of oil. So oil is increasingly scarce, and we need market prices to reflect the scarcity of oil.
How would technology have offset oil prices in the past?
So technology could have offset oil prices in two ways. First, the first way is that technology can enable us to decrease the cost of extracting oil. Mm. So the cost of extracting oil is reflected in the oil price. So if we have technology that enables us to decrease the cost of getting oil, then we could offset the increasing scarcity of oil.
But we're seeing the opposite of that,
right? We're seeing the opposite of that. It's becoming more and more expensive to extract oil. We're getting to the point that we have to extract tar sands and oil shale and other very difficult to extract types of oil. And because of this, our costs of oil are increasing.
Mm-hmm. Also with this, so we're talking about increasing gas prices with folks on different points of view. And Cynthia, I want to come back to your point of view that this is perhaps a good thing long term, which is going to be a little bit of a tough sell for everybody. But we also have on the phone Fred Plines. He is the president of Yellow Cab Company of Sacramento. Are you there, Fred?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning. You, in your business, you see the immediate effects of gas prices just right out of the gate, don't you?
I don't, but our drivers certainly do. our drivers are self-employed. They lease their vehicles from us, and they have to pay for their own fuels.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't affect you directly, but it affects your contractors.
Absolutely.
And that must be tough on them.
Well, just in the last few weeks, typically a cab driver will go about 1,200 miles a week, and our vehicles are getting about 25 miles to the gallon.
Mm-hmm.
And so each week now their fuel prices, or what they're paying on fuel, is between $30 and $35 more a week than it was 6 months ago.
More a week. Well, that doesn't sound like a lot, $30, $35 a week.
Well, that's the increase. That's about $1,600 a year. And if you're driving cab, that's a large chunk of change.
Mm-hmm. And how do you, and working with your drivers, I guess, how do you adjust that? Do you raise fares? Do you just wait it out? Is it a seasonal thing, so you're prepared for it?
It is seasonal, and it hopefully will go back down. But it's an expense they don't enjoy at all.
Mm-hmm. And how do you adjust to it? Do you raise fares, or how do you manage that?
No, well, raising fares requires that we go before the City Council of Sacramento that regulates fares.
Right.
And by the time you raised fares, the fuel prices would go back down.
Right.
So no, we have not, and the expense of fuel right now wouldn't justify going before the City Council for a rate increase.
We're talking about gas prices and their rise, which is seasonal, but no less painful for everybody. Cynthia Lynn from UC Davis, why do you think it's a good thing? I mean, we've got people who are, it's cutting into their livelihoods here. Make your argument for why it's a good thing, please.
Sure. So there's several reasons. First of all, our consumption of gasoline imposes several negative externalities. And by externalities, we mean that there's things that gasoline consumption causes that are harmful to society, mm-hmm. that we don't pay when we pay for the cost of gasoline.
Side effects,
exactly. So these side effects include air pollution. So gasoline causes a lot of local air pollution problems. Gasoline consumption causes congestion on our roads and streets. It causes accidents. It causes global climate change. And our consumption of gasoline also increases our dependence on foreign oil. And these are all costs that we impose on society when we consume gasoline that we don't take into account when we actually pay for gasoline at the pump.
Understood. But is it a hard sell? It still is abstract. It's long term. It's bigger. It's not personal. It's not your own business. It's these much larger costs. How do you impress upon people who are hurting in the moment or at least taking a bit of a hit? How do you convince them that that's the case, even though conceptually I understand it?
Yes. So in the short term, it's very difficult. But when we're faced with these increased gasoline prices, we actually make behavioral changes that will be beneficial in the long run. So with high gas prices, people drive less. Perhaps they walk more. They carpool. They plan their trips better. Maybe they take the train. They take shorter weekend trips. These are all beneficial behavioral changes that may be painful in the short run. But once we make these changes and we adjust to the higher prices, they actually will be beneficial in the long run because they decrease our long-run consumption of gasoline and enable society to transition to other sources of fuel energy.
All right. Well, hopefully this will be seasonal and it will go back down and we'll all be able to drive again. Thank you so much, Cynthia Lin, Fred Plines from Yellow Cab Company, and Greg Laskowski from Gas Buddy. Thank you all for joining us.
Thank you, David.
And we'll have a discussion of gas prices on our website, capradio.org/insight. You are welcome to join in. You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio. Coming up, the latest on high-speed rail.